Today is Friday, October 22nd. We'll tell you what's known so far about movie star Alec Baldwin firing a prop gun on set that killed a cinematographer and injured the director. Also, the number of migrants arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border has hit a new record high. And what weather to expect where you live this winter. Plus, former President Trump revealed plans for his new social media app, and it's already getting a big response. How the U.S. government turned the tables on a Russian hacking group. And Netflix is bringing its movies beyond your living room. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we start today with a tragedy on a movie set where a prop became an actual deadly weapon. Actor Alec Baldwin was working on the movie Rust when he fired what's being called a prop gun. He ended up shooting a cinematographer and the director. They both had to be rushed to the hospital. And unfortunately, the cinematographer died. So far, it's not clear how badly hurt the director is. No one has been charged with a crime at this point. But deputies say they're still trying to figure out if what happened was actually an accident. And they haven't said yet what actually fired from that prop gun. The production company says the movie is now on hold, and cast and crew are cooperating with the investigation. In fact, Baldwin went to the sheriff's office to talk to investigators, and he was seen outside in tears. But for now, he and his staff are not talking about the incident publicly. The Screen Actors Guild Union did issue a statement saying it's working with other unions to investigate and make sure this kind of thing never happens again. Border Patrol agents have arrested more migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border in the last year than at any other time in history. New data shows more than 1.7 million migrants were taken into U.S. custody from October of 2020 to September of 2021. And arrests soared to the highest levels ever recorded. Things are not exactly slowing down now, either. In fact, officials are tracking a huge new caravan of migrants. It includes tens of thousands of people fleeing Haiti, Venezuela, Cuba, and other Latin American countries. They're in southern Mexico now, but plan to head north toward the U.S. this weekend. Even if they do make it here, though, Homeland Security officials say most of them will be turned away. More than 100,000 migrants stopped just last month were expelled without being able to claim asylum because of a COVID-19-related health policy that's still in effect. Immigration advocates have sued the Biden administration over that policy, saying it's inhumane since it leaves migrants open to violence and exploitation on the other side of the border. But Republicans have been pushing Biden to keep the policy, saying the U.S. is not prepared to handle any more migrants since the border is already overwhelmed. New reports from several American national security agencies say the effects of climate change will not just impact our weather, but global security, too. As the New York Times puts it, this is the government's most thorough assessment yet of a warming world. The documents explain that developing countries are more at risk and the least adaptable when the effects of climate change hit. And that could lead to, quote, instability and possibly internal conflict. For example, countries like Iraq and Algeria would lose revenue from fossil fuels, but all the while, their region is facing heat and drought that keeps getting worse. So the U.S. warns food shortages could lead to unrest, along with fights between countries over water. Elsewhere, as ice melts in the Atlantic Ocean, there will be more competition for fish, minerals, and other resources. And those are just a couple of the examples. Another report warned tens of millions of people are likely going to be displaced by 2050 because of climate change, so it will likely have a huge effect on migration. The biggest takeaway to come out of this report is a new government group made up of officials from several agencies who will come together to focus just on climate change and migration. The Pentagon also says the military will start spending a big portion of its budget to plan for any climate-related threats. And the Department of Homeland Security says it will start helping state and local governments manage climate change risks as well. In less than 2 weeks, President Biden is meeting again with his international counterparts at the United Nations Climate Conference, so stay tuned. Love it or hate it, winter is right around the corner. But it might not feel like winter for all of us. The federal agency known as NOAA now predicts two-thirds of the United States will be warmer than average from December to January. As for the other third of the country, brace yourselves, the Pacific Northwest, Northern Plains, and Southern Alaska will likely get even colder than usual. So when it comes to rain and snow, NOAA says the Midwest, Northwest, and Hawaii should all expect more rain and snow than average. But the South will have less. And that's not great for the Southwest, since it's already in the middle of a severe drought right now. But the expected stormy conditions in the Pacific Northwest could seep into Northern California and improve the drought at least a little bit. In fact, that is already happening. A series of storms is set to impact the Pacific Northwest and much of California through the weekend. All this said, NOAA points out cold, wintry surprises are still possible. More news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, KiwiCo. Summer may be over, but it does not mean fun activities at home need to end. KiwiCo can give your child super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered right to your door, no matter their age, 0 to 14 plus. As a parent myself, I know it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged. Well, KiwiCo does the legwork for you. No need to plan and organize yourself. Instead, spend your precious time tackling those projects together. And with each KiwiCo crate I've received, I've been surprised at how high quality the materials are. I can really feel great about giving these items to my child. In fact, I'm planning to gift KiwiCo to my 5-year-old niece as well. For those older kids like her, we're talking about real engineering, science, and art projects that can encourage children to be innovators and creative thinkers. And of course, to have fun along the way. So scare up some fun this Halloween with KiwiCo. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Britain's Queen Elizabeth, who was 95 years old, spent a night in the hospital for the first time in years. She's the world's oldest and longest reigning royal. Royal officials don't really like to talk about health issues, though, saying medical matters are private. So all they've said so far is the Queen was taken in for tests that did not have anything to do with COVID-19. Either way, she's now back at Windsor Castle and is said to be in good spirits. And she should be well enough to take on some light duties today. Former President Trump is launching his own media network, including a new social media platform called Truth Social. It's apparently going to be similar to Twitter, and Trump said he's excited to send out his first Truth on Truth Social. He says he's starting it to, quote, stand up to the tyranny of big tech and give a voice to all. Remember, Trump was kicked off the major current social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Those companies said it was because of his posts related to the Capitol riot on January 6th. Now, even before the launch of Truth Social, the parent company, called Trump Media and Technology Group, is seeing success. Trump says the company will be publicly traded, listed on the NASDAQ, through a merger with another company, Digital World Acquisition Corporation, and the news sent that company's shares surging. Even though the merger is not official just yet, Trump's spokeswoman says the deal will value the new media network at up to $1.7 billion. Truth Social is available for pre-order in the Apple App Store right now, meaning people can sign up on a waiting list. A beta version will then apparently be available to invited guests next month. Then it's expected to roll out nationwide early next year. Well, on the same day, former President Trump doubled down on his criticism of other major social media apps, saying they censor conservative voices. Twitter shared its own research showing the opposite. Twitter's analysis found its algorithms amplify right-leaning political and news content more than left-leaning content. But Twitter's team members admit they still don't know why this is happening. They say it could be how people use the platform or how certain politicians sell their ideas online or something else. And keep in mind, Twitter did not define what it actually considers to be right-leaning. Another thing to keep an eye out for in the world of social media, Facebook is said to be planning to change its company's name as soon as next week. The Verge reports CEO Mark Zuckerberg wants the parent company to be known for more than social media and for the new name to reflect a focus on the metaverse, which is a virtual reality environment where users can hang out. Twitter users have already jokingly started brainstorming new names from Facetagram to Teenage Wasteland to Boomerville. Governments are turning the tables on criminal hackers. Reuters reports the U.S. and other nations joined forces to hack and take down Our Evil. It's a Russian cyber criminal gang that's been linked to several major ransomware attacks this year. In fact, Our Evil is one of the groups linked to the attack on the Colonial Pipeline in May that led to gas shortages in several states on the East Coast. While reports say the government's operation to fight back used the same tactic the Our Evil cyber attackers like to use, but against them, and that's compromising backup systems. As we mentioned earlier this week, the amount of suspected ransomware payments has gone way up this year and is on pace to nearly double compared to last year's amount. The Justice Department even launched a new task force to tackle the growing problem. Netflix is expanding beyond people's living rooms to another in-person theater. Today, the streaming giant is reopening the legendary Bay Theater in Pacific Palisades, California, just west of LA. The first movie playing there will be a Netflix original called The Harder They Fall, starring Regina King, Idris Elba, and more big stars. It's also going to be playing two family-favorite animated films, Vivo and The Mitchells vs. the Machines. Netflix recently licensed those from Sony. In the future, Netflix says it plans to use the venue for special events like Q&As, screenings of classic films, as well as premieres and other movie releases. It could also help Netflix come awards season, since movies have to be shown in theaters to qualify for Oscars and other big honors. The rules were relaxed during the pandemic, but they are expected to come back starting next year. This is actually the third theater Netflix has teamed up with. It also runs the Paris in New York City, and it plans to reopen the historic Egyptian Theater in Hollywood next year. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Policy Genius. Filling time between trick-or-treaters this year? You can easily shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Get free quotes while giving out free candy. And it may be just one of the easiest ways to knock something off your to-do list. Because if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child, aging parent, or even a business partner, you want life insurance. And you can compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place with Policy Genius. And comparing is important. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Getting started is easy. First, head to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Policy Genius does not add on extra fees. So head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. Now back to Feel Good Friday. California State University celebrated a new class of graduates this month from inside a prison yard. These students have been inmates at a state prison for years, but even from there, they've been working toward their degrees with remote learning. They're in a program that lets prisoners take one or two classes each semester, learning about critical thinking, public speaking, writing, and more. As long as they pass all the required courses, they get a bachelor's degree in communication studies. Dozens of incarcerated students did that just recently. And they got a full commencement ceremony, complete with a stage to walk across, as well as caps and gowns to wear over their prison uniforms. Friends and family were able to attend, along with university faculty, staff, and administrators. And there were plenty of moving performances and speeches from the students. One of the graduates said, quote, "Today, an education to me means freedom, redemption, and opportunity." So far, 37 imprisoned students have graduated from the program. 12 of them have since been released. Some ended up being accepted into graduate school. Others started businesses or are giving back to their communities through nonprofits. All of them say they want to strive to make the world better. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about how to disagree without disrespecting each other, and even how to de-escalate those tense, sometimes public, arguments. Then we'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. For now, thanks so much for listening and have a great day.